Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I'm speaking with William Howe. He is the CEO and Managing Director of Andean Mining. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is an upcoming IPO, so tuck your ears back. This is going to be exciting. Colombia, of all places, which is a jurisdiction that I hadn't come across, but I've been talking to William prior to our chat today, and the things I found out, I really want you to pay attention. When they do list, the code will be ADM. And here to tell us the story and why Colombia is such a really interesting jurisdiction, please join me in welcoming William Howe. William, great to see you. Thanks for joining me on Small Caps.
Hi, Kerry. Nice to meet you again.
Now, this is an upcoming IPO, but it's very exciting. Can you just give our listeners a brief overview of who are Andean Mining?
Andean Mining is a public unlisted company, currently unlisted company, seeking to list on the ASX. Was formed in 2018, specifically to look at opportunities in the South American region and Colombia specifically. And in 2020, we completed the purchase of a property in Colombia from a TSX listed company called New Range Gold.
So that's the brief overview, William. What you said just a moment ago, specifically Colombia. A lot of us won't know about Colombia. Tell us a little bit more about that as a jurisdiction, because, you know, I'm sure there's people out there saying, Colombia, Pablo Escobar, drugs. Is it what we think, or is it a little bit different? Because you've lived there, haven't you?
Yes, I've lived in Colombia for 4 years and almost 14 years in South America. Colombia is quite interesting because what people don't really understand is that there's been a very stable government, a conservative government in Colombia for the last 25 years. And I think from that has come an enormous amount of movement in its economy, where the GDP per capita has gone from $1,400 per capita to $14,000 per capita over that period, which has lifted an enormous amount of people out of poverty. And that in itself has generated stability. Right. And so, you know, having lived there, I've moved around Colombia very freely. I drive myself everywhere. I don't necessarily take other people with me. And I've never had an issue in Colombia. It is very friendly. The people are very friendly and very competent people.
And for those of you out there that are going, Colombia, where is it? It's kind of south of Venezuela, it's north of Ecuador, and is it just east of Peru, and Peru's below, and Brazil's on one side, so it's kind of, but it's on the coast, isn't it?
It borders all of those.
Yeah.
And it's the only country that actually has a coastline on the Atlantic and on the Pacific.
There you go. Who knew? So let's talk about your project in itself, because this is an upcoming listing. So if you're interested in Colombia after this chat, make sure that you how do they go about finding out about get the prospectus, William? And I know we'll talk about this at the end, but just at the start here.
Well, the prospectus is live on our website. They can go to www.andeanmining.com.au and download the prospectus.
Okay.
And they're able to then go through to an order form if that's where they want to go to.
Okay.
It's also on the website.
So you spoke about this 100% ownership of this project that you got from New Range Gold. Why were New Range Gold divesting of the project?
New Range had changed its focus very much to a very big gold project they have in Nevada, and eventually came to the conclusion that is where they wanted to be, and they were divesting their assets in Colombia. And we happened to be there at the right time. And we're able to conclude the purchase of their subsidiary in Colombia, which was concluded in about May 2020.
Okay, so that's when you got ownership. How much work has been done on this project? And what, William, why this project? What excites you about this particular project in Colombia?
Well, the main thing that, the first thing that really hits you about this project is the grade. The project is broken down into two possible development scenarios. You have a broad zone of what is known as a stockwork system, up to 68 meters wide, which is mineralized. But within that, you have well-developed lenses, and we've identified seven lenses that have been either identified by surface work, underground work, or drilling, which are high-grade lenses. And we're talking about grades that generally widths about 3 to 6 meters and grades somewhere around sort of 4 to 6 grams per ton of gold and about 3% copper, plus a bit of silver and zinc. So the grade is the real driver here. And we all know from our history in mining in many parts of the world, grade is king.
Absolutely.
And there is no doubt here it is king, and it is a big driver. So that was the big driver for us.
Okay, so how much work has been done? Have you got drill rigs on there now? And is the copper, because 3% copper is pretty good. And right now, copper seems to be, I mean, I love gold. Everyone knows me as the gold nerd. I love gold. And I think gold has got a massive future, but so does copper. So being rich in both copper and gold, because 3% copper is pretty good percentage of copper in there.
Absolutely. And that's why we're focused, although we're focused on the big system, the main focus for the company is what is the ability for us to develop a mine based on the high-grade lenses. And you're probably talking about focusing on something like about 1,000-ton-a-day type operation as a starter operation.
Sorry to interrupt you. Is there much infrastructure there at the moment, William, in terms of... underground workings in terms of how much data that you've got, because you're coming into a listing. A lot of companies that go into IPOs, quite often they're explorers, but you're really on the road to development rather than just exploring. Would that be right?
Oh, absolutely. So the database that we inherited is a very, very big database. There is underground development into the system, which has allowed us to take bulk samples for metallurgical test work. There is an enormous amount of surface work that's been done and specifically trenching and sampling across the stockwork system and the high-grade lenses. And there is diamond drilling into the system down to about 200 meters. So we have a system at the moment that is at least 300 meters in strike, 200 meters vertically, and the stockwork is up to 68 meters wide. So it's a big system. And then within that are these high-grade lenses. But there's a very big database. The work that was done was very well done. It was very professionally done. Most of that work would fall within the framework of what is required to generate a JORC resource. So the due diligence we did pretty well determined that, in fact, you know, the information was in very good shape, and it is a very big database.
It's a big database, so there's a lot to do. You're looking to do a maiden resource, is that right? I mean, talk to me about how you're going to go about that. Have you got rigs on the ground there already? Were they there from before, or are you bringing them in? What are we looking at?
There are no rigs on the ground at the moment as we go through this listing and the raising. And the raising specifically is to raise sufficient funds to complete what we determined was a 15,000 meter drill infill and extension drill program to be able to get to eventually a maiden JORC resource and head towards a scoping study in calendar year 2022.
Okay, so looking to raise 6 to 7 million, let's talk about the use of those funds. You talked about 15,000 meters. We're in the IPO at the moment. You're hoping to list what later this year, like, because we're coming up to it's November already, William. I know you know that. when are you looking to list, and then how quickly are you looking to get that drilling underway?
Well, we would expect to be listed by about the 22nd of December, given everything goes according to plan, with the view that we would be on the ground early in January, and probably drilling would start sometime in later February.
Are you going to be heading back then?
That's the sort of time frame.
That's a short time frame. Are you going back?
Oh, yeah. So the idea is that I would locate myself back into Colombia to oversee that program.
What about the team over there? Have you got a team that's ready to get started as well? As I say, this is an IPO. Sometimes people, it takes time to bring a team together.
Yeah. So in purchasing the subsidiary company of New Range Gold in 2020, we inherited a team in Colombia, which covers all aspects of what is required, the social type work, accounting and administration and legal and technical. So we actually have a team ready to go. They've been with us since the purchase, and then with myself and a couple of other people that have been around me in this industry for a long time, we'll have a very strong presence on the ground in Colombia.
In comparison to, say, a jurisdiction like Australia, what are the costs like in operating in Colombia? I imagine it potentially, because the cost, the price of copper, gold, whatever, is the same, you know, the supply demand, but different places, it's not as expensive to take this out of the ground. What's Colombia like in comparison price-wise?
Well, one would expect that your cost base would be lower than in a place like Australia, specifically because of labor costs. Labor costs in Colombia are substantially lower than labor costs in Australia. And so I completed a feasibility study for an underground operation in around 2018. And for an underground operation of 1,000 ton a day, it was the same size operation and the same metallurgical processing, the cost per ton, the site cost per ton, were something like about $53 a ton.
You talked about
you would expect in Australia for that to be at least double that.
Yeah. Okay. You've talked about getting on the ground and doing a lot of drilling. That's on the current understanding, the current work that's been done within that database. Are you going to be doing a lot of exploration alongside that?
Oh, yes. So we've designed an extensive exploration program which covers all of the tenement. And as I mentioned earlier, outside of the main known mineralized zone that has been identified, there is something like another four mineralized zones at surface from surface work that have been identified and are drill ready. So we're not just talking about at the moment just one system, we're talking about multiple systems, and they probably all joined within the broader context of a VMS system where you have what you call stringer zones feeding into the main VMS systems, which are generally more vertical in nature. And so there is opportunity here to expand outside of the known mineralized area that's been well documented into drill-ready targets within very short distance of that main target.
In Colombia itself, along this sort of geological structure, are there other people in the area? Are there other mines in the area? Are you along a sort of a strike zone of other known mines? Give us a taste of what's around you and if there are other operating mines close by and if you think that you're along the same sort of structure.
Yeah, look, there's a very well-documented geological unit that runs north-south for something like 800 kilometres. And within that system, within that geological unit, there are several known VMS systems, of which one of them has been an operating mine for a long time. So I think it started its production life in the early 70s.
Oh, wow.
So it's been going for a long time. It it's about a 3.5%, couple of grams of gold type deposit. They're currently doing 900 ton per day. And it's a very, very similar system to what we're looking at. They mine high-grade lenses, and they also have feeder zones or stringer zones leading into the main VMS system.
And that's been going, you said before, that's been going since the 70s, so almost 50 years, and still pulling out good mineralization.
Yes, still operating. But within that area, you have some very major projects that have been identified. I mean, AngloGold Ashanti, for instance, have two very big gold and gold copper systems within a very short distance of where we are. One is La Colosa, which is a gold system. There's something like 28 million ounces of gold in the ground.
Wow.
That's been identified in their resource. And they have another project called Quebradona, which is a copper gold system. It'll be an underground block cave. And that's also got something like about 28 million ounces of gold equivalent in it. So there are some very big deposits in that part of the world. And there are many more to be discovered because it's been an underexplored part of the world because of its history.
Do you think that's where the opportunity lies? Because people have not focused on it, but AngloGold Ashanti are there. You just told us about a company that's still going after 50 years. Yeah. Do you think is that what gets you excited about this, about Andean mining and what you're doing, that no one's focused on it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because of its history, it's been it was forgotten. And it's only recently that people have sort of realized that, in fact, you're in the Andes, which is one of the great metallogenic belts of the world. You've got places like Chile and Peru that have got massive mines and, you know, massive infrastructure around mines that have been developed over a long period of time. Yet in Colombia, it doesn't exist.
Wow.
And so, you know, you do have... coal mines in the north that are owned by Glencore and BHP. There's a big laterite nickel mine, which is mostly owned by BHP and others. So there is mining in Colombia, but nowhere near the extent that you see in Peru and Chile. Yet you're in the Andes, you're in the right place. And we know that there are big deposits there because some of them have been found.
Yeah, and speaking of which, is it difficult terrain where your particular project is, or is it easy to get to? How do you actually get to your project?
Well, to put you in the picture, you're in the Andes, so you're in mountainous terrain. But when you get up into Colombia, you're not into the 4,000-6,000 meter type range. So our project sits at about 1,400 meters, which is quite easy to get to. There is generally very good infrastructure in the area. Obviously, we're going to have to bring some of it in, but it's reasonably well located. But it is mountainous, and because we're looking for an underground operation, the mountains are actually your friend, because you can come in below these things and you can use gravity to gravitate your ore down to a collection level and out of the mine, which is in fact what El Roble in the north do. They have a collection level, and a big part of the ore that they've won out of the place has actually been above the collection level. So we've got like 500 meters.
So you're bringing it down rather than having to bring it up. Is that what you say?
Absolutely. You know, so you probably won't have to put a decline in or a shaft in. You just put an adit in and slowly work your way up the deposit.
I hadn't even thought about that, but there you go. All right. How much of these funds that you're raising, because you're looking to raise 6 to 7, it's open now. I think it's open this week. But you're not wasting any time. You're like, let's raise the funds, let's get back to Colombia, and let's get on the ground working. How much of those funds, shareholder funds, are going to go into the ground, do you think?
So 70% of the funds will go directly into the ground, and that that is that 15,000 meter drill program plus surface work around the other known outcrops and deposits. And then the other 30% obviously makes up IPO costs and administration costs and working capital. But 70% of the funds will go into the ground, specifically focused on ending up with the chalk resource.
Well, he's not. He's got his boots on the ground, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Who knew about Colombia? I didn't. But that's where you find the opportunities, where other people haven't gone, where it's been underdeveloped. It's in the Andes, which is very well mineralized, you know, historically, and potentially, you know, there's another mine not that far away that's been going for 50 years, pulling out good mineralization. So a great opportunity here. William, we've run out of time. I always end my interviews like this. Three reasons. My investor audience out there, they love to hear the three reasons why Andean Mining, ASX code ADM, is going to be something that they need to sit up and take notice of. What are your three reasons?
Well, the first one is location. We're located in the Andes. It's a great place to be. It's one of the great metallurgic belts of the world. And in Colombia has been underexplored. And so that to me is one of the main reasons why you'd want to be there. The second reason is the grade of the deposit. The grade is exceptional. I give an analogy in Australia. On the grade side would be a sand-fired De Grussa mine in Western Australia, which is an exceptional grade. And this would be just as good as that. And we're not suggesting for a minute that it's as big as De Grussa or, you know, it's going to make as much money as De Grussa. But from a grade point of view, it is as good as that deposit. So that is a big driver. And the driver from the grade is the high value, low cost ability to operate in Colombia, because this thing comes to surface, this deposit comes to surface. You don't have to, you know, you're not having to put down declines and vertical shafts to get to this deposit. You'll start mining it from surface. And the third thing is that we have a great team in place from our purchase of the company, ready to go, covering all aspects of what you require to operate in a jurisdiction like Colombia.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. William Howe is the CEO and Managing Director. The IPO is open right now, listing in December, so a nice Christmas present. And you can go to andeanmining.com.au, download the prospectus. And I'm sure if you've got any questions, you can also ask questions of William Howe, info@andeanmining.com.au. William, it's great to see you today. I wish you all the best. Colombia, I've learned a lot today, and I'm sure our subscribers have as well. I wish you all the best. Come back post-IPO when you're in Colombia, and we can have a chat to you when you're on the ground over there.
No, I'd love to. Thank you very much, Gary.